Harry doubled back to see who had spoken, and met Professor Lupin looking around his office door. "What are you doing?" said Lupin, in a very different voice from Filch. "Where are Ron and Hermione?"
"Hogsmeade," said Harry, in a would-be casual voice.
"Ah," said Lupin. He considered Harry for a moment. "Why don't you come in? I've just taken delivery of a Grindelow for our next lesson."
"A what?" said Harry.
He followed Lupin into his office. In the corner stood a very large tank of water. A sickly green creature with sharp little horns had its face pressed against the glass, pulling faces and flexing its long, spindly fingers.
"Water demon," said Lupin, surveying the Grindelow thoughtfully.
"We shouldn't have much difficulty with him, not after the cappers. The trick is to break his grip. You notice the abnormally long fingers? Strong, but very brittle." The Grindelow bared its green teeth, and then buried itself in a tangle of weed in a corner.
"Cup of tea?" Lupin said, looking around for his kettle. "I was just thinking of making one."
"All right," said Harry, awkwardly. Lupin tapped the kettle with his wand, and a blast of steam issued suddenly from the spout.
"Sit down," said Lupin, taking the lid off a dusty tin. "I've only got tea bags, I'm afraid, but I dare say you've had enough of tea leaves."
Harry looked at him. Lupin's eyes were twinkling.
"How did you know about that?" Harry asked.
"Professor McGonagall told me," said Lupin, passing Harry a chipped mug of tea.
"You're not worried, are you?"
"No," said Harry. He thought for a moment of telling Lupin about the dog he had seen in Magnolia Crescent, but decided not to. He didn't want Lupin to think he was a coward, especially since Lupin already seemed to think he couldn't cope with a boggart. Something of Harry's thoughts seemed to have shown on his face, because Lupin said, "Anything worrying you, Harry?"
"No,"
Harry lied. He drank a bit of tea and watched the Grindelow brandishing a fist at him.
"Yes," he said suddenly, putting his tea down on Lupin's desk. "You know that day we fought the boggart?"
"Yes," said Lupin slowly.
"Why didn't you let me fight it?"
said Harry abruptly. Lupin raised his eyebrows.
"I would have thought that was obvious, Harry,"
he said, sounding surprised. Harry, who had expected Lupin to deny that he had done any such thing, was taken aback.
"Why?"
he said again.
"Well," said Lupin, frowning slightly, "I assume that if the boggart faced you, it would assume the shape of Lord Voldemort."
Harry stared. Not only was this the last answer he had expected, but Lupin had said Voldemort's name. The only person Harry had ever heard say the name aloud, apart from himself, was Professor Dumbledore.
"Clearly I was wrong," said Lupin, still frowning at Harry. "But I didn't think it a good idea for Lord Voldemort to materialize in the staff room. I imagined that people would panic."
"I did think of Voldemort first," said Harry, honestly. "But then I remembered those Dementors."
"I see," said Lupin thoughtfully.
"Well, I'm impressed." He smiled slightly at the look of surprise on Harry's face. "That suggests that what you fear most of all is fear. Very wise, Harry." Harry didn't know what to say to that, so he drank some more tea.
"So you've been thinking that I didn't believe you capable of fighting the boggart," said Lupin shrewdly.
"Well, yeah," said Harry. He was suddenly feeling a lot happier.
"Professor Lupin, you know the Dementors?"
He was interrupted by a knock on the door.
"Come in," called Lupin.
The door opened, and in came Snape. He was carrying a goblet which was smoking faintly, and stopped at the sight of Harry, his black eyes narrowing.
"Ah, Severus," said Lupin, smiling. "Thanks very much. Could you leave it here on the desk for me?"
Snape set the smoking goblet down, his eyes wandering between Harry and Lupin.
"I was just showing Harry my Grindelow," said Lupin pleasantly, pointing at the tank.
"Fascinating," said Snape, without looking at it. "You should drink that directly, Lupin."
Yes, I will," said Lupin.
"'I made an entire cauldronful,' Snape continued, "'if you need more.'
"'I should probably take some again tomorrow. "'Thanks very much, Severus.'
"'Not at all,' said Snape, "'but there was a look in his eye Harry didn't like. "'He backed out of the room, unsmiling and watchful. "'Harry looked curiously at the goblet. "'Lupin smiled. "'Professor Snape has very kindly concocted a potion for me,' he said. "'I have never been much of a potion brewer, "'and this one is particularly complex.' "'He picked up the goblet and sniffed it. "'Pity sugar makes it useless,' he added, taking a sip and shuddering. "'Why?' Harry began. "'Lupin looked at him and answered the unfinished question. "'I've been feeling a bit off colour,' he said. "'This potion is the only thing that helps. "'I am very lucky to be working alongside Professor Snape. "'There aren't many wizards who are up to making it.' "'Professor Lupin took another sip, "'and Harry had a mad urge to knock the goblet out of his hands.' "'Professor Snape's very interested in the dark arts,' he blurted out. "'Really?' said Lupin, looking only mildly interested, as he took another gulp of potion. "'Some people reckon—' Harry hesitated, then plunged recklessly on. "'Some people reckon he'd do anything to get the defence against the dark arts job.' Lupin drained the goblet and pulled a face. "'Disgusting,' he said. "'Well, Harry, I'd better get back to work.' I'll see you at the feast later. Right, said Harry, putting his empty teacup down. The empty goblet was still smoking.